British Wireless for the Blind Fund. Embracing change, empowering lives. Our impact in 2024.
A message from our Chief Executive and Chair. Every day, people with sight loss tell us how access to audio content and entertainment has transformed their lives. They tell us how our services have helped them feel connected, independent, mentally healthy and empowered. Last year, the number of people we supported shot up by 65%. That's hundreds more people who've turned to us for free and new ways to access entertainment, news and practical daily help. This ongoing transformation will be critical if we are to keep meeting the needs of people with sight loss, which, in a world that doesn't stand still, are ever evolving. Transforming for today's world. When we embarked on a new 3-year transformation strategy in 2024, our priority was clear: to modernise and expand our services for the people we exist to support. We've long provided something special and unique. For nearly a century, our specially adapted audio devices have given independence and joy to thousands of blind and partially sighted people. But new mainstream technology, like smart speakers, has changed what's possible for people living with sight loss when it comes to accessing audio. Despite the obvious benefits of this technology, we know that costs and digital confidence remain huge barriers for many. So, in June 2024, we began offering free Alexa devices to people who needed financial support accessing this technology. We offered the devices alongside support and help, including through our partnership with AbilityNet. The response was overwhelming. More than 1,700 people accessed our new Alexa services in the first 6 months. One size doesn't fit all. While this move to offer smart technology has been transformative for many of those we support, we know that it's not right for everyone. Last year, our wider range of easy-to-use radios, mobile phone apps, USB players and other devices continued to provide a lifeline to news, entertainment, talking books and treasured music collections. These might seem like simple pleasures, but they amount to so much more for a person's quality of life. A better start for children. The benefits of audio technology start in the early years, and we believe that no child should be left behind. That's why last year we removed the lower age limit, preventing younger children from accessing our support. Parents tell us how our new range of free children's smart speakers, audio book readers and calming sleep devices has helped with learning and well-being, while easing the financial pressure of caring for their disabled child. Understanding need. The change we've gone through has been enormous, but our transformation has only just begun. Our new research project with NFP Research combines in-depth interviews and surveys to gain a deeper understanding of what people with sight loss need from us. The results will shape our service for the future. Meanwhile, we have begun to overhaul our digital platforms, starting with the launch of our redesigned website, which now meets internationally recognised accessibility criteria. These are critical steps, ones that ensure people living with sight loss are empowered and in control when they use our services. Powered by your support, we're proud that the changes we've made have driven a huge increase in the number of people turning to us. But as demand for our services grows, we need your support more than ever. Thank you for standing with us and with the thousands of people living with sight loss across the UK.
Who we are. We believe easy access to audio can be life-changing for someone living with sight loss. We give audio devices for free and for life to blind and partially sighted people in the greatest financial need. Sight loss shouldn't close the door to the experiences most people take for granted. We provide comfort and companionship and keep people connected with their communities, their passions, and the wider world.
The life-changing impact of audio. We provide more than access to audio. We touch people's lives in countless ways. These might seem like simple things, things many of us might take for granted. But for those we support, they can be transformative. as the following words from the people we support show. We open up a world of reading and learning. The best part is seeing her face light up when she talks about the books she's listening to. It's like a whole new world has opened up. We ease financial pressures on families. Everything for children with additional needs comes at a hefty price. That's why BWBF's support is so vital. We take the anxiety out of parenting. She finds mealtimes quite stressful because of her visual impairment. We put on her favourite songs and we dance and sing, and it just makes it more fun and relaxing. We unlock language skills. My little Morphe is great for Harry's development in terms of vocabulary. We help young people feel normal. It takes away the feeling of isolation or feeling different. We bring families together. To sit down as a family and listen to the radio together is a beautiful, healing, wonderful thing. We keep minds active. Mentally, she's fine, but physically, her options are so limited. But with this radio, she can keep her mind occupied. We help people stay safe. A couple of years ago, Mum fell. It was a concern. How could we give Mum the ability to contact me easily? I thought if I could get her an Alexa device, I could get it set up so she can call us through that. We unleash joy. It has brought so much joy to her life. We have lots of impromptu dance parties now. We provide independence. I spend my life having to ask people to help me do things, but I can use the radio myself. We give companionship. Alexa has made all the difference to my mother. She even says goodnight to her and likes the way it replies. We support people to feel less alone. It has absolutely made a big difference to Dad's life. It has really reduced the loneliness he was feeling. We provide practical information. I use it for reminders, to turn my lights on and off with the smart plugs. I use it to listen to music. I even made phone calls through it. We keep hobbies alive. I can replace the reading, which I can't do anymore, with listening to audiobooks. I love it.
Our audio devices. Our audio devices help people with sight loss feel independent, safe, connected, informed, and in touch with their pleasures and passions. Last year, we gave out more devices than in any other year in the last decade. No two people living with sight loss are the same, and our range of support suits different needs and tastes. From speech-powered Alexa devices to USB players designed for people with sight loss, and radios with easy tactile interfaces, our devices unlock a world of audio. Launching our Alexa scheme. The benefits of voice-activated smart technology for people living with sight loss are clear. Last year, for the first time, we started offering Alexa devices for free to people living with sight loss. The response was resounding, with hundreds of new people coming to us to take advantage of the scheme in its first 6 months. We knew that, despite Alexa's obvious benefits, we needed to provide support. By pairing up with AbilityNet, we've been able to offer people new to this technology support as they grow familiar with it, working in partnership to extend our reach. There is an incredible community of support organisations that exist to help people living with sight loss. We have forged new partnerships with organisations like Macular Society and Retina UK to reach more people living with sight loss. We attended these charities' forums to ensure their audiences know how they can benefit from what we have to offer. And by giving devices to people with sight loss via our partners, we have been able to better direct our service to the communities that most need it. Our audience device service in numbers. We gave out 4,237 audio devices to people living with sight loss. We gave 1,728 Alexa devices in the first 6 months of our new scheme, and we gave 27 concerto devices to groups run by partner charities, Macular Society and Retina UK.
Doreen's story. With a little bit of help, it really is never too late to try out new technology. At nearly 95 years old, and despite her extensive age-related macular degeneration, AMD, Doreen continues to live independently in her second-floor flat in London. Doreen is one of hundreds who benefited from our free Amazon Echo Smart Speaker Scheme, launched last year. Today, she embraces her new speaker and marvels at the practical help and entertainment it has unlocked. A new way to stay connected. Now I have you know who. I don't call it by her name as she comes on, Doreen laughs. I can listen to so many more stations, so many programs, and I can replace the reading, which I can't do anymore, with listening to audiobooks. I love it. Although she has been a lifelong radio listener, the Alexa offers more variety. My radio only has 4 stations on it. Now I have access to so much more. Finding independence through audio. Since her husband passed away, and without family living locally, being able to manage independently has been particularly important. For Doreen, her new Alexa has been key to maintaining her independence. Beyond entertainment, she also uses the device to check the time and date, set reminders for medical appointments, and even get cooking instructions. BWBF's life-changing service. Losing the ability to watch TV and read books was a huge adjustment for Doreen, but BWBF's support has opened new opportunities for her. I think the device is brilliant. I'm looking forward to getting better at using it and finding more entertainment. For Doreen, the Alexa device has brought convenience, entertainment, and a renewed sense of independence. I often think, what would my grandmother make of it? Me talking to a tennis ball on the shelf, she laughs. It's amazing.
New services for children and young people. The benefits of technology for a child with sight loss begin in the formative years. But meeting a child's technological needs can be hard for families already facing the extra expenses that can come with caring for a disabled child. In 2024, we removed the lower age limit for people accessing our audio devices, unlocking a world of learning and entertainment for young people. We also teamed up with charities and schools to ensure our support reaches the broadest possible community of children and young people. Reaching families with Victor. Our new partnership with young people's sight loss charity Victor helps ensure our support reaches the children who need it most. We work alongside the charity to provide devices that help children and young adults with their daily lives, education, and social development. The technology we have given children through the partnership includes Alexa smart speakers, Voxblock audiobook players, and even sleep aids. Audio-powered learning at St. Vincent's School. Last year, we provided free Alexa devices to St. Vincent's, a specialist school for children with sensory impairments. The project is part of a wider drive to bring the benefits of smart audio technology into the educational lives of young people living with sight loss. The Alexa devices have had a profound and positive impact, said Steve Irvin, a teacher at the school. They've helped the children develop communication and digital literacy skills while encouraging independence and confidence with everyday tech. Piloting a new scheme for children with iPads. Last year, we set up a pilot project giving iPads to children living with sight loss. The impact was greater than we could have imagined. It unlocked independence, joy, and new skills. We're determined to find funding to support more people who could benefit from this technology in the future. Our children's services in numbers. We gave out more than 100 children's devices in the first 3 months of offering our new children's services. Pupils at St Vincent's School now benefit from 10 in-setting Alexa devices supplied by BWBF. We gave 10 iPads to children and young people as part of our pilot project.
Ryder's story. 9-year-old Ryder was born with severe sight loss. Last year, he received a free iPad as part of our pilot project. Today, he uses his device daily for schoolwork, listening to books, drawing, photography, and practical tasks. Sharing experiences with peers. It's been a game changer for Ryder, his mum, Kirsty, says. He loves reading, and now he can enjoy the same books as his friends through audiobooks and downloads. With limited vision, Ryder struggles with details. But the iPad provides access to the same learning and activities as his peers, which is invaluable. One of its most useful features is the Magnifier app. If he has a school book in standard print, he can use the Magnifier to read it, Kirsty explains. Independence through technology. The device's portability is another key advantage. He can use it on the go, on holidays, in the car, wherever he is. Independence is important to the family. If we're out shopping, Ryder can use the iPad to check prices. Having tools on the move is so important. The iPad also opens up entertainment Ryder wouldn't otherwise have easy access to. TV isn't accessible, but with the iPad, he can watch videos. Different doesn't mean less. When Ryder's diagnosis was first confirmed, the family was devastated. But, Kirsty explains, we were determined he'd have the same experiences as his older brother. That determination has paid off. Ryder is fantastic. He loves football and cycling and so many other things. Nothing stops him. We want all our children to have the same opportunity to develop interests and live a full life. Different does not mean less. The key to inclusion. Technology plays a big role in making that possible. It's hard when you can't just pick up and read a book like other kids. That's where technology is life-changing. Kirsty passionately advocates for families affected by sight loss. Technology is crucial for every child, but even more so for those with disabilities, so they can learn and participate like their friends. With the cost of living today, everything for children with additional needs comes at a hefty price. That's why BWBF support is so vital. It makes an incredible impact for both the child and their family.
Our audio apps. Our apps and Alexa skill open up a whole world of radio and news. Designed for people with sight loss, they remove the adverts, pop-ups, and platform-specific challenges that can make other platforms so inaccessible to people living with sight loss. Last year, our speech radio app grew to offer its most diverse listening experience yet. Meanwhile, our speech-talking newspaper app and Alexa skill unlocked audio versions of hundreds of local newspapers. Unlocking a diverse listening experience with Arable. Our catalogue of radio stations on our sight loss friendly speech radio app grew sevenfold thanks to our partnership with audio content aggregator Arable. The partnership shows that by working together with organisations that share our values, we can achieve more for our community. Our passion for audio aligns perfectly with BWBF's determination to ensure everyone can enjoy the joy and connection that radio brings, says David Litt, VP Product Management at Arable. Making our apps better with Void. By teaming up with software developers Void, we were able to ensure our apps deliver a better experience for people living with sight loss. After agreeing to provide pro bono support to BWBF in November 2024, Void completed essential maintenance and comprehensive upgrades to both apps. They also streamlined the app sign-up process, making it easier for people living with sight loss to get straight to the content. Our apps in numbers. We now offer more than 70,000 radio stations via our speech radio app.
Janet's story. Janet lives with a rare hereditary sight loss condition called Best disease. She was registered blind 6 years ago at the age of 65. Over the years, Janet's world has become smaller as her central vision has progressively deteriorated. But she's found ways to adapt and continue enjoying the things that matter. The Relish radio we gave her has helped her find entertainment and mental stimulation. Living with an invisible disability. People often don't realise I have a disability, she says. Even my friends forget. I manage so well, they don't see the struggle underneath. Janet began losing her sight slowly as she was growing up, but it wasn't something she talked about at the time. In the 1960s, there was still a lot of stigma around having a disability. You just got on with it and tried to hide it, she recalls. Janet spent most of her life working as a teacher, but as her vision worsened, it began to affect her career. I felt I'd missed the boat with technology, and I couldn't read screens. That was when I had to take early retirement. A simple solution with a big impact. As life became more restricted, and with less time for herself while caring for her husband, who has Alzheimer's disease, radio has become a key part of her daily life. When she heard about British Wireless for the Blind Fund through her local sight loss charity in Cardiff, she was keen to get a simple device that she could easily control. I was fascinated, so I applied and received this fantastic radio. It felt like receiving a Christmas present. Janet appreciates the radio's simple controls and station presets. As a former teacher and lifelong learner, listening to Radio 4 on her new device has been part of keeping Janet's mind active. With so many things no longer available to me, radio has become more important. It's my entertainment and it helps me stay connected to the world. Finding beauty in sound. Although her vision is limited, Janet values how tuned in she feels to sound and the joy she can find in it. I'm grateful for nature. Birdsong is beautiful. I think a lot of people miss these things because they spend so much time looking at screens.
Our finances. We receive no government funding. Our work relies entirely on the generosity of the people and organisations that donate funds, time and skills because they share our belief in the transformative power of audio. A summary of our finances. In 2024, our total income was £872,275. Our total expenditure was £1,618,522. Net movement of funds after gains on investments was -£518,580. Our total funds as at 31st of December 2024 were £3,168,954. In 2023, our total income was £1,088,633. Our total expenditure was £1,683,475. Net movement of funds after gains on investments was -£391,629. Our total funds as at 31st of December 2023 were £3,687,534. Our 2024 income breaks down as follows. Donations, £101,176. Gifts in wills, £396,247. Trusts and foundations, £270,149. Investments and other, £104,703. Our 2024 expenditure breaks down as follows. Charitable activities, £1,174,079. Raising funds, £417,491. Other, £26,952. The totals for our expenditure on charitable activities and raising funds include apportioned support costs.
Your support changes lives. The stories and work highlighted in this report are only possible thanks to your support. Make a donation. Every donation we receive helps us to unlock the power of audio for blind and partially sighted people. You can donate at blind.org.uk/donate. Leave a gift in your will. A gift in your will, no matter the size, helps us provide future generations with connection and hours of enjoyment. Find out about leaving a gift in your will at blind.org.uk/gifts-in-wills. Get your company involved. Partner with us and your business energy and expertise can make a real difference. Find out about partnering with us at blind.org.uk/partnerships. Thank you. Every donation, no matter how big, helps us change lives. We would like to extend our heartfelt gratitude to our donors, including Loppy Lugs and Barbara Morrison Charitable Trust, the R.S. MacDonald Charitable Trust, Loseley and Guildway Charitable Trust. Kathleen Beryl Slay Charitable Trust. We are stronger together. A huge thank you to all our service delivery partners who help us reach out to more people living with sight loss. AbilityNet, VICTA, Retina UK, Macular Society, St Vincent's School and Talking News Federation.
Your data. Our privacy policy sets out how we will use your information. To read our updated privacy policy or update your preferences about how we contact you, please visit blind.org.uk/privacy-policy. Contact us. Contact us by post, phone, email, or via our website using the following details. Our address is British Wireless for the Blind Fund, 10 Albion Place, Maidstone, Kent, ME14 5DZ. Our telephone number is 01622 754 757. Email us on info@blind.org.uk or visit our website at www.blind.org.uk, or you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn and Blue Sky. Our registered charity number is 107-8287. Our Scottish charity number is SCO415 82. Our company number is 038-70182.